He knew he shouldn't be having thoughts like that about her. She was a lady, no matter what the town gossip said. Maybe he would be better off skipping the poker game and going to church instead. Spades would understand. They had been friends since they were adolescents.
"I know you,"
June exclaimed, her mouth opening wide. Ranger spied her tongue peeking from behind pearly white teeth. Church. Definitely church. Glad you've not forgotten me, he grinned. She looked around, a light pink coloring her cheeks. As she turned her head back to him, the ribbon finally broke loose and flew down the road.
"Oh," she cried, reaching for her hair. "I need to catch that."
Taking off after the ribbon, Ranger grabbed her arm. "Don't worry about the ribbon, June Buck. I'll get you another one. That one is probably covered in manure by now. You don't want to put that in your pretty hair." His fingers itched to tuck the dark strands behind her ear, but he kept them curled in his palms.
"You're probably right."
"I know I am." Holding out his elbow, he wiggled it for her. "Why don't I escort you to where you're going?" He could see the hesitation in her eyes. "They've already left today, and you know they will talk about this for a while. Why not really give them something to talk about?" The hesitation disappeared, and she slid her hand through his elbow.
"I suppose there's nothing left for them to talk about anyway."
"Where are you going?"
"You can just take me to the livery."
"Funny, I was headed there myself." He started walking as she fell in step beside him.
"You were?"
"Not really, but I am now." June laughed, and the melody went right to Ranger's heart and stayed there. "When was the last time you laughed?" She tilted her head. The breeze lifted her hair.
"I honestly don't know, but it feels nice."
He covered her hand, glad he could make her smile for even a few minutes. "How have you been? I've not seen you since the picnic." The blush appeared on her cheeks again.
"I... She cleared her throat. "I'm fine. Every day is a blessing."
"That's true. Seems like there's a bit more on your mind, though." He wondered if she thought about the kiss in the barn. Was that kiss that still haunted his dreams at night?
"You know, nothing changes in a small town.
Gossip gets around."
"I'm sure you've heard the news."
"About Miss Aland?" He saw June relax. She appeared thankful he wasn't talking about her.
"Terrible, isn't it? That poor woman was madder than the Mad Hatter."
Ranger noticed her skirt brushing against his leg with each step. Her fingers seemed to curl a little tighter around his arm as people walked by, but she nodded in greeting as if it was a common occurrence to be walking down the street with her hand tucked in the arm of a lowly cowboy. "Who's the Mad Hatter?"
"Just a character in the book. Do you read, Mr. Harton?"
"Not as much as I would like to. Normally it's too dark at night to read."